Job, chapter 20. Then Zophar the Naamathite answered and said, Therefore do my thoughts give answer to me, even by reason of my haste that is in me. I have heard the reproof which puts me to shame, and the spirit of my understanding answers me. Do you not know this of old time, since man was placed on earth, that the triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the godless but for a moment? Though his height mounts up to the heavens, and his head reaches to the clouds, yet he will perish forever like his own dung. Those who have seen him will say, Where is he? He will fly away as a dream, and will not be found. Yes, he will be chased away as a vision of the night. The eye which saw him will see him no more. Neither will his place any more look at him. His sons will seek the favor of the poor, and his hands will give back his wealth. His bones are full of his youth, but it will lie down with him in the dust. Though wickedness is sweet in his mouth, though he hides it under his tongue, though he spares it, and will not let it go, but keeps it still inside his mouth, yet his food in his insides is turned. It is the gall of cobras inside him. He has swallowed down riches, and he will vomit them up again. God will cast them out of his belly. He will suck the poison of cobras. The viper's tongue will slay him. He will not look at the rivers, the flowing streams of honey and butter. That which he labored for he will restore, and will not swallow it down. According to the substance that he has gotten, he will not rejoice. For he has oppressed and forsaken the poor. He has violently taken away a house, and he will not build it up. Because he knew no quietness inside him, he will not save anything of that in which he delights. There was nothing left that he didn't devour. Therefore his prosperity will not endure. In the fullness of his sufficiency he will be in straits. The hand of everyone who is in misery will come upon him. When he is about to fill his belly, God will cast the fierceness of his wrath on him, and will rain it on him while he is eating. He will flee from the iron weapon, and the bow of bronze will strike him through. He draws it forth, and it comes out of his back. Yes, the glittering point comes out of his gall. Terrors are on him. All darkness is laid up for his treasures. A fire not blown by man will devour him. It will consume that which is left in his tent. The heavens will reveal his iniquity, and the earth will rise up against him. The increase of his house will depart. His goods will flow away in the day of his wrath. This is the portion of the wicked man from God, and the heritage appointed to him by God.